So you got how many kids you have?
Can we pause this just a second, man? Can we just pause the conversation?
we can pause it. We can keep it rolling. We can do whatever you want, man. I think he did pause us.
Long gone baby's what I'm gonna be. Long gone, I got to save my soul. Hang on to whatever's left of me. You'll find me walking the long gone road.
Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show weekly podcast, presented by Allen Music Shop. Co-hosts Tim Batts and 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year Josh Williams will talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview folks in the industry, and give you lighthearted stories and music tips along the way. Now, here's Tim and Josh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. I am the world-famous Tim Batts.
And I am the not-quite-so-famous Josh Williams.
I hate it for you, man.
Well, one of these days, buddy.
One of these days. Just keep hanging out with me.
That's right.
This is our 38th episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We're rolling right along. I had to look it up and see. We're cruising through, man.
Yeah.
Great time. We got a great show for you today. So glad you're joining us. We got Mr. John Metter be up later with Authentic Unlimited. We're going to talk to him, see what he's been up to, and give him a hard way to go.
That's right.
And talk about some cool stuff. So you been playing any?
I've been playing a little bit, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
But by the time this airs, I will have played the Opry twice this week with Rhonda Vincent.
Oh, so that's during this week then?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Two different nights. What nights are they?
Consecutive nights, Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Wow, tomorrow night and Wednesday night. Wow, we're recording this on a Monday and it'll come out on Friday. So, well, cool, man. That'll be fun.
You just completely crushed people's dreams that really thought that we were doing this live.
I'm sorry. Well, we're not doing this live.
No, we have never done one live.
That would be way too dangerous.
Yeah, no. We would not have made it to 38 episodes.
No, exactly.
Before we'd have been shut down.
So
I don't think we would have made it past Darren Nicholson.
That's probably true.
And I know if we'd have made it past that, we definitely wouldn't have made it past Cahill.
That's for sure. Absolutely. Oh, man. Well, speaking of Darren Nicholson, it made me think of Western North Carolina and all the chaos going on in Haywood County and those surrounding counties and everything. So I know real quickly we're going to do a fundraiser for the flood victims at the Kentucky Opry on December the 6th there in Benton, Kentucky. And Southern Legacy is going to be a part of that. And some other things still in the works. And then you guys are all teaming up with Authentic Unlimited coming up.
Yep, we are.
For another one, that's November 23rd?
Yes, in Prestonsburg, Kentucky, over at the Mountain Arts Center.
Gotcha. Cool. Going to put on a benefit there and donate their time to help raise money for the flood victims there. So if you're in the Prestonsburg, Kentucky area, check out the Mountain Arts Center over there. Beautiful facility. And go see Authentic Unlimited and Southern Legacy.
Yeah.
And get them teaming up together on something. You never know.
So. Oh, absolutely. Plus special guests.
Yeah,
there will be special guests.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. So, speaking of special guests, we had a special guest on our last episode that turned out pretty good.
We did. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Josh's 13-year-old son, Weldon, came to the studio with him, and we had a blast, and Josh talked him into singing a song with him.
I still can't believe we did that, but I'm so thrilled that we did.
Aren't you glad I videoed it?
Yes.
That thing has like 13,000 views there on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So we're going to make that boy a popular little boy.
Yeah, man.
But no, that was really cool.
That was very cool.
The old Doyle Lawson song, God Can, and mm-hmm. he sang the harmony with you, and that was really neat.
It really was, you know, and I didn't even know folks at the church that I attend over in Central Church in Benton, Kentucky. I didn't realize that so many of those folks actually listened to our podcast, but I had lots of folks asking, you know, saying, hey, do you have that recorded? Because it's so good, you know, and I was like, yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, it's in podcast history now, you know.
That's so, right. I mean, we have it permanently etched in. So.
That's right. So.
That's cool. Yeah, I had like over 250 comments on this thing, and people were just really excited about it. So if you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page, The Hometown Bluegrass Show, and check it out. You can watch the clip of Josh singing with his son Weldon. And I mean, just some of the comments were, you know, it sure makes my heart happy to see your son singing with you. Sounds great, Josh. Reminds me of when you were younger. You know, just all these beautiful things. Amanda Hiley says, absolutely amazing harmony. Brings tears to my eyes to see your son singing with Dad. I saw Josh at the Starvey Creek, Missouri, July of 2023, mm-hmm. blew us away with his talent. Amazing show, and I've always been his biggest fan. Keep amazing us, please. God work in your life and pour your music through others' souls.
Well,
so
thank
just
you.
Lots of great comments on there, man. So many people had so many kind things to say about it. So
yes, but, that was so awesome.
Anyway, but yeah, glad we got a chance to do that. That was kind of unexpected, and glad we roped him right into that. So
I am too. I'm really proud. I really didn't think that he would do it, you know.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't sure. He didn't seem too sure at first, but you just kind of brought it up, didn't push him, I think he knew that song so well.
Yeah,
I think he was comfortable with it because he'd been singing that for a long time. I think you said.
Oh my gosh, that was his favorite song for a long time.
Yeah, that's a cool song. God Can. That's a really neat song. So.
Yes.
Cool, cool. Well, we've got some exciting news for our Hometown Bluegrass Show listeners. We've got two new sponsors. We've had some great sponsors all along, and our presenting sponsor, AllenMusicShop.com. But we are super excited to announce two new major sponsors that's come on board to help us out. We've got Banjo Ben Clark. That's come on board to be a sponsor for us, and we're just plum tickled about that. He's so popular with online teaching lessons, and has the Banjo Ben Clark General Store, so there's tons of music equipment on there and instruments and all kind of things on there. And as a listener of the Hometown Bluegrass Show, anything you buy on BanjoBenClark.com, you can use the promo code HOMETOWN10 and take 10% off of just about anything on the store. That doesn't include lessons, but any of the merchandise, and get 10% off for just being a Hometown Bluegrass Show listener. So
that's awesome.
Thank you for Banjo being on that. We appreciate
you,
him and all he's doing for bluegrass. And also our other new sponsor is Paige Capos. We're excited about that. We are just tickled to have them on board. And the cool thing they're going to do is all of our listeners, they're going to give away a Paige Capo on every episode. And so this week we decided we would just kind of do a little trivia to make sure you listen to the podcast, because we want you to listen and we want you to find us on Facebook. So for this episode, if you can tell us what year that Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and Bill Monroe first played the Grand Ole Opry, then we would like for you to go to our Facebook page on the day that this show airs on Friday. I'll post a link to the show, and the first one to comment what year that Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs first played the Grand Ole Opry, then you will win a free Paige Capo. So,
yeah, that's right.
Pretty cool. So use what the pros use. Use a Paige Capo, and you'll be glad you did. So that's what we use, and we're excited about that. So cool, man. Lots of great things happening.
Yes.
Cool. So anything else fun happening in your world? So you got the call to play with Rhonda this week. Was that unexpected, or have you known that for a while? Or
no, I wouldn't call it unexpected. She asked last week.
Yeah,
so I'm prepared.
I had no doubts about that. I can throw just about anything at you, and you can play it. So doubt about your preparedness.
So far, anyway, that's been the case.
Well, you are getting older next month, so that memory's going to start waning a little bit, like mine.
That's right. It is.
Oh man, well, lots of cool stuff happening. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to see what Josh is going to learn us on the guitar, play us a little tune, and see how we can educate folks right here on the Hometown Bluegrass
That's
Show.
That's right.
Allen Music, located in historic downtown Paducah, Kentucky, is your source for fine guitars and all types of acoustic instruments. At Allen Music, we are experienced and enthusiastic players of everything we offer. Allen Music is family-owned and has been serving musicians since 1976. So stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Allen Music, 215 Kentucky Avenue, downtown Paducah, or check them out online at allenmusicshop.com.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com. Are you a fan of hard-driving bluegrass music? Then tune in to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast with me, Tim Batts.
And me, Josh Williams. Every week, we'll bring you educational guitar tips, interviews that bring you up close and personal with your favorite bluegrass musicians, and share stories from the artists of today and the legends of yesterday.
It's all about keeping the tradition alive and sharing the music we love.
So whether you're driving, working, or just relaxing, join us on the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast, where the spirit of bluegrass lives.
Subscribe today on your favorite podcast platform and keep the bluegrass music going.
Howdy, friends. I'm Banjo Ben Clark, and you're listening to my good buddies, Tim Batts and Josh Williams, on the Hometown Bluegrass Show. You've tuned in because you like valuable conversation about the world's best music. And if you want more good stuff like that, come on over to my website, banjobenclark.com, where you can learn how to play and purchase anything you might need when it comes to bluegrass-related instruments and accessories. My Gold Pick members over there can access hundreds of lessons for banjo, guitar, and mandolin, with all kinds of resources to help you move on down the road with your picking skills. And if you're looking to purchase something, the deals can't be beat at Banjo Ben's General Store. All there on the same website, banjobenclark.com. Now back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Banjo Ben, for helping folks out with some great bluegrass merchandise at banjobenclark.com. Just use the promo code HOMETOWN10 to save 10% off just about anything on the Banjo Ben Clark General Store. And they got some cool stuff on there. From instruments to microphones to accessories, all kind of cool stuff. So
that's right. So, very cool stuff.
Very cool. Well, Josh has done whooped out the guitar, and we had a request for a song, and Josh, you going to play that? Is that the song you're going to play?
Sure. That's fine with me.
Oh, cool. We had Mr. Dwayne Hess wrote in and said he would love to hear Josh's version of Your Love Is Like a Flower. So,
Your love is like a sack of Martha White flour.
That's right. You got to talk like Lester, though, when you do it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
cracks me up. Do that.
I don't have the best, but I've heard him enough to kind of mimic him a little bit.
That's pretty good.
I wish I'd have met the guy. But.
Oh, man.
All right, so we'll try a little bit of this one then.
All righty.
It was long, long ago in the moonlight. We were sitting on the banks of the stream. When you whispered so sweetly, I love you. As the waters murmured a tune. Well, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair.
In the fall and in winter's away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. Darling, we were talking of days gone by, when you told me you always would love me, and that for me your love would never die. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. It was spring when you whispered these words, dear. The flowers were all blooming so fair. But today, as the snow falls around us, I could see your love is not there. Well, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall, when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. Springtime blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love.
Boy, that's a mighty fine picking, son.
You know, you just sounded like that guy from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the guy from the studio, you know, where he's
Oh, yeah.
Boys, that's a mighty fine picking out of singing.
Boys.
Yeah, definitely wasn't Lester Flatt.
No, definitely was not Lester Flatt.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
On your way home, don't forget to pick up some pet milk.
He's a suitor.
Oh, man.
He's bona fide.
He's bona fide.
Oh, Lord. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to the lead singer, guitar picker for the band that got Song of the Year, Music Video of the Year, Vocal Group of the Year, and Mandolin Player of the Year, Mr. John Metter. So, excited to talk to John, see what he's up to. I hope he behaves.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He's a good kid. He's a nice young man.
He is a nice young man. He's handsome, so we're excited about having him.
Whoa. Hey. All right.
Oh, man. All right. Y'all hang with us. We'll be back.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Fenton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Discover the hidden gems of Kentucky's Great River Road, winding through Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton counties along the mighty Mississippi River. From breathtaking river views to charming small towns, this scenic byway offers adventure at every turn. Explore rich history, savor local flavors, and enjoy outdoor activities like hiking, fishing, and wildlife watching. Kentucky's Great River Road, where the beauty of the Mississippi meets the heart of small town Kentucky. Come for the journey, stay for the experience. Plan your trip today at kygrro.com.
Hey, this is Josh Williams for Page Capos. The Page Capo is lightweight, durable, and quickly attaches and allows you to change frets with ease. With controlled tension capabilities, Page Capo always stays in tune. But don't just take my word for it. Page Capos is also used by folks like Vince Gill, Ron Block, Tim O'Brien, Cody Kilby, Tommy Emmanuel, and James Taylor. So don't trust just any capo. Use what the pros use. Listen to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast for your chance to win a Page Capo on every episode. Do what I do and trust Page Capos. Order online at pagecapo.com.
Mark your calendars now for Saturday, November 23rd, as two of the hottest bands in bluegrass music, Authentic Unlimited and Southern Legacy, are banding together with several of your favorite bluegrass artists to present an unforgettable evening of music at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Special guests will include the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Larry Cordell, Balsam Ranch's own award-winning bass player Tim Surrett, also appearing is Jesse Wells from Tyler Childers and the Foodstamps. Many more guest artists to be announced soon. Blue Debut will be opening the show at 7 p.m. Get tickets now at macarts.com and be a part of this incredible event. The artists are generously donating their time and talent to benefit the charity organization Samaritan's Purse. By banding together, we can all make a difference. Get your tickets today at macarts.com.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. I am your host, Tim Batts, alongside my compadre.
Yes.
Mr. Josh Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. In the house.
Thank you very much.
And,
thank you. No, yeah. Please. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, man. I forgot your applause. My bad.
You don't even remember which button it's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know. I got way too many buttons here. There you go.
Thank you.
How's that?
Thank you. It's late, but thank you.
Yeah,
it's
you're
the
welcome.
Thought that counts.
No problem.
Thought that counts.
Well, we're way more excited because of who we've got on the phone right now. We have, with Authentic Unlimited, Mr. John Metter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Man, we're doing great. We are so excited that we get a chance to talk with you. You've been a busy dude lately.
Yes, sir.
every time I turn around, I see you playing with different people and filling in and just doing all kind of stuff. And you guys are just burning the road up here lately.
Yes, sir. This has been our busiest month. October and September both have been probably the busiest 2 months that we've ever had so far.
Yeah.
Just stacked up every day.
Yeah.
Thanks to Eli.
Yeah. Yeah. Eli Johnson, your banjo player, he's quite the promoter for you guys.
Yeah, I reckon, man. He's been looking like crazy.
I know. And I talked to him on the phone earlier today trying to get you guys here in our area at the Kentucky Opry. So we'll see if that goes or not. But
it'll be awesome.
Yeah, he's a busy dude. That's where the great Josh William got cut his teeth at the Kentucky Opry. So, you know, you might learn to play something there.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. So tell me about IBMA in Raleigh, man. You guys racked up some awards. That's awesome.
It was exciting. Yeah, I know everybody always says, like, I didn't expect this and all that kind of stuff. But I really, really did not. You know, expect, especially like the song of the year. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
It was just a big honor.
Yeah, that's so cool, especially because you were co-writer on that song, right?
Yes, sir. Me and Bob Minner wrote that song.
Yeah. Well, that's quite the honor to co-write it and sing it, get song of the year. I know you had to be proud of that.
Yeah, it was just a great experience. And me and Bob, we write together a lot. That's one of my favorite things to do is writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I retired, you know, and didn't play any music, I'd still do that.
Yeah. Well, you've written some great songs. What's besides Fallen Tennessee, what's some other of your favorite songs? Now, you wrote the song Hannah, right?
I did. I wrote that one.
Yeah, that's a great song, man.
Yeah. And I wrote Thank You. Let's see, what else? Reflection. Mm-hmm. I wrote that. That's one of our singles. And then co-wrote quite a few with Jerry, Praying for the Night and I Can't Let Go. Mm-hmm. A lot on the new album.
Yeah, Hannah is the only one I wrote.
Man, Jerry's the best, dude. He's a great writer. He has like 580 something songs, I think.
Wow.
In his folder.
Anytime it's time to like record a record, we'll all get together, you know, and we'll just have Jerry pull his phone out and his files, and he'll just look through and he's like, well, I've got this one. He'll play us a little bit. And we're like, okay, we'll take that one. And he's like, well, here's this one. That's we'll great. Get a whole album.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah, that's good to have somebody like that in the band for sure.
It's insane. Yeah. I ain't never seen anything like it.
Well, and I think, you know, to win Vocal Group of the Year was, I'm sure it was even a bigger shot probably.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's our second time. Hopefully, we'll see if we can do it again one of these days.
Yeah, well, it's well-deserved, man. You guys have great chemistry on stage and great harmony, great sound. So I wasn't too surprised when I heard it announced. So,
well, I don't know if it's deserved, but it's very much appreciated. we do have a chemistry. We just more than just singing, you know, we just, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah. Well, you can tell you guys all get along good, and that means a lot when it comes to being in a band and traveling so many miles together.
Oh yeah. For sure.
So even putting up with Steven, I know, has got to be a challenge. So.
Oh, man, I know. I mean, yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, man, Steven, he's
one of my best friends.
Well, funny. It's pretty, I mean, it's because of him and Jesse that you guys are a vocal group. I mean, you guys do without those
exactly.
guys? You know, I mean.
If it wasn't for Steven's magical voice, we would have never got where we are.
I know it. And Jesse just getting Mandolin Player of the Year. That was just a fluke. He's really the male vocalist of the year. Oh, man.
No,
man,
Jesse is just flat out one of the best there is, period. So all you guys in your own right, every one of y'all are just, it's what a great band. I'm curious.
I'm just lucky to play with
them. Well, you're right up there with them too. Don't sell yourself short. Now, I'm curious on where the band name came from.
The band name. let's see.
Did Doyle come up with that?
We struggled on that one a little bit. He did, actually.
Oh, he did?
And there's a better guy to get this story from than me, I'm sure. But I think it was Steven and Eli, or maybe just Eli, I don't know, was talking to Doyle and, like, asking him, like, what should we name, you know, the band, you know, if we continue going, you know, because, you know, they talked to Doyle about putting together a band after he retired and all. And I think it was pretty much, he was like, well, y'all are all, you know, songwriters, you know, and you're different. You don't want to be like anybody else. So how about authentic something, you know? And then he's like, you're unlimited in your, you know, options and everything. How about authentic unlimited? And it just kind of stuck, you know? It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but that's funny.
But hey, it works. People are remembering it, you know?
Hey, they remember it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, who would have thought people would remember Special Consensus? You
know? That's right. Or Quicksilver. That's
another one of those names.
You know?
Yeah.
Quicksilver's not exactly the most, what would you call that, normal name of a band, you know?
Right.
Not super normal, but the funny thing is, like, Authentic Unlimited, you know, the acronym is AU, which stands for gold on the periodic table of elements. Right beside of gold is
silver.
What?
Oh, wow. Man, y'all got freaky now.
Ain't Quicksilver, is that Mercury, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So, yeah, it's right beside of gold. So, AU and Quicksilver.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea for a T-shirt, maybe.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just have the periodic table symbol up there as your logo.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, where do you live all the time? In Tennessee?
Yeah, I live in Westmoreland, Tennessee. It's just outside of Nashville, about an hour.
Oh, okay. South of Nashville or
north?
North of Nashville. Oh, okay. So you're closer to us than than most are, probably.
I'm not far from Kentucky.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we're just a couple hours from Nashville from here, so you're not too far away.
Where y'all at?
He's probably closer to Bowling Green than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're around Paducah. Yeah,
I'm like 45 minutes from Bowling Green.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. We're around the Paducah area.
It's like 2 hours from me, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, not too bad, so... So are you guys going to slow down a little towards the end of the year and kind of take a little bit of a break around the holidays? Or are you guys just going full boat or what?
They're working, man. They've got a Christmas show that they're putting together.
Yeah. That's right. Amen, brother.
They got that presents right. to buy
December
for their babies.
December 21st.
Yeah.
That's right.
An authentic Christmas.
Authentic Christmas, December the 21st in Dandridge, Tennessee.
I just clicked the ad and it started playing John's song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How's that for queuing it up? Started playing in Fallon, Tennessee. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Very nice.
I'm trying to get the noise down in here a little bit.
Oh, you're fine, man. No problem at all.
Yeah, I have two kids. I have one little girl. She's almost three, and I have a little boy that just turned one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I miss those days.
It's never a dull moment then around your house.
That is for sure. Bethany and Adam.
Awesome.
Nice.
They showing any interest in music yet at all, or still just bluey?
Oh, absolutely. They've got music playing all the time. It's crazy.
That's cool.
Don't be knocking
Bluey. Bethany sings up the song. Oh,
I watch Bluey all the time with my granddaughters, dude. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. We were watching Bluey this past weekend, too, when I had my kids.
So oh, yeah?
We were watching it.
Yeah.
Then there was one point where after one of the episodes was over with and I was sitting there laughing, I realized that there were no kids in the room with me and that I had been sitting there watching it for 30 minutes by myself. It's a great little show.
It's a great show. Awesome.
Well, they're so quick, you know, they come and go, and before you know it, you done watched like six episodes. And
yes, I know it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's addictive, really, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I got the intro would just get stuck in your head once it comes on, you know. So, yeah. Yeah. Mom. Oh, Lord.
Know it too well.
Awesome.
Yeah. This podcast has digressed for sure.
Oh, yes.
That's for sure. So tell me about the Christmas show. Where is it going to be, and what's that all about?
All right. So it's called An Authentic Christmas. It's going to be in Dandridge, Tennessee at the Field of Dreams Event Center. It's December the 21st.
Okay.
And what we're going to try to do is our first set, we're going to have just a regular show, an authentic show, just bluegrass and stuff. And then in the second half, it's going to be a completely different show. It's a Christmas, like, jazz swing show. We've got a piano player and a drummer. Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll have our brand new Christmas album out by then.
Oh, cool.
Definitely not bluegrass, but it's the best sounding album we've done so far.
Oh, really? I was going to ask, is it like bluegrass Christmas songs or just...
Not all Christmas songs tend to lend themselves to bluegrass.
Exactly.
Very well.
Yeah, no doubt.
I agree with that.
No doubt.
There's not a banjo on the record.
Wow. Poor Eli. I got left out.
Oh, they're going to get banned out of Bluegrass Unlimited now. You know, Manzanita got banned. Literally, Bluegrass Unlimited said, do not get this album. There's no banjo in it.
Really?
And they wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
They wouldn't do any articles on it. They wouldn't do anything to promote it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was banned.
Well, I think the record did okay. I think it did, too.
Oh, man.
And the funny thing is everybody always talk like, you know, hey, he hated banjos, so that's why. No, he didn't. Crow couldn't make it. Crow was supposed to have been out there, and he couldn't make his flight.
Oh.
So they just did it without a banjo.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Cool.
He just decided if Crow couldn't do it, he didn't want one.
Well, can't blame him there. For sure.
Yeah, I concur.
So I know you've been playing music most of your life, but like, do you have any certain influences that you maybe have patterned your style after, or that you've looked up to or learned from?
Well, definitely on guitar, Tony. You know, I don't sound like him. I wish I did, but definitely an influence. Josh, man, you're awesome. I've listened to you my whole life. Love your picking and singing both.
Oh, shoot. That makes me feel old, but thank you. I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, you were very, very young when I started listening to you. But yeah, not well, as young that's as good.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, always been a huge fan of your playing and listened to a lot of Sutton. And then a lot of non-bluegrass influences, you know, like Hank Garland and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just kind of dipping back in the old days.
Yeah. So if you weren't playing bluegrass, you think you would be like country? Is that your go-to genre other than bluegrass or something else?
Man, I don't know. The range of music that I listen to is very, very broad. I listen to a lot of, you know, old country, I do, and I listen to a lot of more Americana stuff. I like, let's see, it's hard for me to think right now, but if I'm picking country, you know, I'll listen to, like, Alan Jackson. I love the electric guitar stuff on that. And,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that. I listen to a lot of Ronnie Millsap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love stuff. But I listen to just different stuff. I listen to a lot of like Eve O'Donovan and Sarah Jarosz. I love that kind of music,
mm-hmm.
That Americana stuff. And then I listen to a lot of instrumental stuff too. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely not pigeonholed in any genre of what I like. I just kind of, if it's good quality, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we say that a lot. Good music is good music regardless.
That's right.
Yeah, So what, so you guys at the Christmas show and then you're already booking for next year, I guess you guys are going to, add any even more dates for 2025 then, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're actually already, we've got bookings in 26 and stuff too.
Wow.
We're already booking for then.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, still filling up the calendar in 25 and 26 currently.
Yeah. That's great. No slowing down for sure.
But we will slow down a little bit in December. We don't have as many shows then, but we are trying to focus on this Christmas show. It's the very first year, and we're promoting it all ourselves, getting the sponsors ourselves, doing everything, stage, lighting, everything is on us for this. So we're trying to focus hard on this and make it a good first year.
Yeah.
So you're just doing the one show as far as the one night, I mean?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any plans in the future of maybe like next year or the year after or whatever, making a tour out of it?
Well, I don't know. We definitely want to keep this. We want to do an authentic Christmas show. Hopefully we can make this an annual thing, mm-hmm. for the one show. But as far as a tour goes, I don't know. Like, we have a few other shows that we're going to be playing some Christmas music at this year, I mm-hmm. think. But it's not going to be like a Christmas show that we're producing ourselves like this is.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can make it an annual event.
How big of a venue is that theater?
Any idea? Well, it's like a big gym kind of, with a stage in it. This is, you know, good place to start out for us. I think it holds about 700 or 800.
Oh, wow. That is nice though. Yeah. That's a great venue.
Part of it's bleacher seatings on the outsides, on the edges, and then it'll be fold out chairs in the middle.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a fun night. I'm sure you guys will have a lot of fun with that and hopefully bring in a good crowd for that. That's a great time of year for that and should be a lot of fun.
I'm excited about it, man. And anybody that wants tickets can get them on our website, authenticunlimitedband.com.
Yep. All right. That sounds great.
And we also, Southern Legacy is actually going to be teaming up with Authentic Unlimited soon for a benefit concert up in Prestonsburg, Kentucky at the MAC, at the Mountain Arts Center.
Yeah.
November 23rd.
Yeah, you guys will be together here in just a few weeks then.
Looking forward to it. Maybe maybe I could talk you into playing a tune with me or something.
Oh, absolutely.
If you would stick
Oh, my gosh, whatever. As long as I'll make a deal with you. I'll pick one with you as long as you show me that down-the-neck riff that you do on Fall in Tennessee.
You're just trying to make me feel good, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm dead serious. I heard that, and I was like,
you don't have to do this.
No, it's actually the first time I ever heard it was I was doing Tim's local radio show with him, and I'd never heard the song before, so he played it for me, and I think we actually had it on the show, and that was the first time that I heard it, and I was like, whoa, I'd never heard that before, and that's it's just so floaty and pretty, and I don't play like that. I do not play that floaty pretty stuff, and I wanna know how to do that, so we'll make a deal. How's that?
It's a deal, man. It's a deal. Cool, you got to teach me something, though. I'm sure I'm harder to teach.
I don't know, man. You're a lot younger than I am, so I don't. You know, and the 23rd will be 3 days after my birthday, so I'll be yet another year older.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
Make me feel even older.
I'll be,
How old is that?
I'll be 44.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's older than I thought, even.
Yes. Yes.
That's great.
I'm going to catch up with Tim if I'm not careful here.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's funny.
No, I'm just kidding. That will never happen.
It'll never happen. I'll always be 10 years older than you.
Yep.
That's for sure. Oh,
but
man.
It would be awesome, man, on the 23rd at Prestonburg if we could kind of do something like you guessed with us or something. That'd be epic.
I'm sure that we'll all be figuring stuff out to do together, because I know that we've included a few extra people, like Cordell's going to be there, and you know, I'm sure we've already talked about it, so we'll definitely try to everybody mix in together with some stuff, you know, so we'll definitely be doing stuff together. I can promise you that. So it'll be a fun night. It'll be a fun night, and it'll all be going to, you know, benefit everybody over in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee. So.
Absolutely. Only thing I ask is when you are on stage, you can promote the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast.
Oh,
you can tell people, hey, listen to me and John. We were on just a few weeks ago. So
that's right. In fact,
do y'all have like a T-shirt or something?
Ooh,
we need to be working on that. Yeah. We don't have a T-shirt budget, but we need to find one somehow.
T-shirt budget? We don't have a budget.
We don't have a budget. We don't even have an ink pen budget.
No, I don't even have an ink pen.
Here you go. Now you do.
Oh, there. Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, that's funny.
I got nothing to write with. Nothing to write on now.
Yeah, paper's not on the budget yet.
No,
sorry.
It's not. Maybe next week.
Yeah, next time. Oh, man, that's great. Well, John, don't let us keep you, man. I know you got family to get to and a lot better things to do than chit-chat with us, so we appreciate you.
No, I appreciate y'all letting me be on here. I've had fun.
Oh, man, we appreciate you being on here, and we just plumb tickled to have you, and I know there's lots of great things in store for Authentic Unlimited and you guys for 2025 and beyond for sure. So,
oh, absolutely.
Lots of great things happening. I hope so.
You and all the rest of the fellas are always, always welcome on the show here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Love to do it again sometime.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care, and we'll play one of your songs when we hang up. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks, John. Have a good one.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Was Autumn Ann Marie, knew she'd be the one for me. Courted when the leaves were gone, future left yet to unfold. Saved my money to buy a ring, planned a wedding for the early spring. Gentle summer rain to a fall of pain. Seasons come and seasons go. Autumn left before the snow. She's not coming back to me. Nothing's like it was before. I don't have autumn anymore, but I still love the fall in Tennessee. Chilly air. I close my eyes and she's still there. Walking in the autumn breeze blows her memory back to me. Visions of her smiling face, something seasons can't replace. Why she had to go, only the good Lord knows. Seasons come and seasons go. Autumn left before the snow. She's not coming back to me. Nothing's like it was before. I don't have autumn anymore, but I still love the fall in Tennessee. Seasons come and seasons go. Autumn left before the snow. She's not coming back to me. Nothing's like it was before. I don't have autumn anymore, but I still love the fall in Tennessee.
That's a pretty song right there.
I love that guitar riff.
He'll teach it to you. He said he would.
Well, by God, he better.
I figured you'd figured it out right there just playing the air guitar, but
I'm telling you, man, that's a beautiful song. He and Bob did a fantastic job writing that.
It sure did. That's why it's the 2024 IBMA Song of the Year. It's a great, great song right there for sure. Beautiful, beautiful song. Don't you wish you could sing that high?
Yeah, man. I would love to be able to do that, but I cannot.
Well, no, you've got the deep voice.
I do.
The baritone.
Yeah. makes me think of Terry Baucom, though. You know why?
Why?
Because somebody came up to him and said, "Terry, you're the man." And he said, "I'm not the man, man. If I was the man, I'd be singing tenor and B." I miss old Bach.
Yeah, no doubt. Nobody finer. Well, cool, man. Great show. So good to talk to John. He's got some great things going with Authentic Unlimited. Great bunch of guys right there.
Yes, it is.
I know you're looking forward to playing with them when you guys with Southern Legacy team up with them for the charity benefit concert at the Mountain Arts Center. Prestonburg, Kentucky. November 23rd. So you guys get a chance to get out and listen to Josh and Southern Legacy and also John and Authentic Unlimited. They'll be performing together at the MAC. So
that's right.
That'll be a lot of fun. So good show, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Good show.
Always a good time.
All right. Well, we're going to bow on out of here and hope y'all have a great week and stay tuned. And just be sure and like, subscribe and share, because we need your support.
That's
on the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
That's right, we sure do.
been a Bats Creative Audio production.